Here's something that's frustrated humanitarian groups and UN officials alike. How much can outsiders do when governments can't or refuse to protect their own people? One UN official based in war-ravaged eastern Congo is considering the limits of what outsiders can do. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has her story.
Hirut Gebreselassie lives in eastern Congo in Goma, running the UN peacekeeping office in the midst of renewed fighting. In November, she led a fact-finding mission to explore how rebels managed to massacre at least 150 people, most of them young men, just a mile from a base that housed 100 UN peacekeepers.
We were shocked by what happened in Kiwanja. Imagine, we are somewhere, we do our best to patrol. And then something happens in some houses, not far from us. But it's the fact is, it's humanly impossible to be everywhere at all times.
The peacekeepers were overwhelmed, she said, evacuating aid workers during the rebel advance led by a renegade army general who has been battling Congolese forces and their allied militias. Gebreselassie says the warring sides are fighting, as she puts it, on the backs of the civilian population, and the only way to protect people is to get all sides and regional players to the negotiating table.
Whatever strength we have, even if we are given much more troops, we will not be able to change much if there is no peace process.
A UN panel of experts says Rwanda is supporting the Tutsi-led rebels, while Congolese officials are funneling money and arms to the other warring side, the Hutu militias. Gebreselassie is a human rights lawyer from Ethiopia and says this is one conflict that all Africans need to help resolve.
This mission is at the center of Africa. It's a country that borders 9 countries. It's a big country. Congo needs to go back on track, not only for itself, but for the rest of Africa, too.
But what she's seen in her time in Goma and other parts of Congo in recent years haunts her. The sexual violence is hard to comprehend, she says, and all sides use rape as a tool of war.
The whole picture is appalling. I have difficulties myself understanding why this keeps on happening. And women are not only raped once, they were often raped so many times. They endure sufferings, they lose any sense of life.
At times it can all seem hopeless, but Gebreselassie says as head of a UN peacekeeping office, she can't afford to be pessimistic about Congo. She seems to be a very committed person who grew up in Ethiopia during a time of coups, civil war and famine, and under the Marxist regime led by Mengistu Haile Mariam.
I'm part of that generation of Ethiopians who had dreams for a better Ethiopia in the 70s. And so, as many of my comrades, I ended up in prison. I spent 5 years in prison. But I was young then, and I think I came out of it rather strengthened than anything.
The experience seemed to make her strong enough to stay in Congo and try to help, despite the many limitations of the international presence there. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.